From the Maher Report, Maha wins, House Farm Bill nixes pesticide shield, Biden health officials exposed, and the FDA finds baby formula safe. For all those courageous Maha warriors who stood holding placards and chanting in front of the U.S. Supreme Court earlier in the week, your voices were heard. The House passed a version of the Farm Bill which killed a liability shield for Big Chem while the Prime Act pilot was incorporated into the legislative text. Also making news this week, historic hearings on the COVID cover-up, which remind one of Luke 8:17. There is nothing kept secret that will not come to light. Got a minute? Here's a minute. The Maha Minute. Stay up to date with all Maha wins by checking out Caitlin Sinclair's Maha Minute every Friday across Maha Action's social media channels. You can also see it below. If Farm Bill victory, the House voted in favor of Rep. Ana Paulina Luna RFLS Amendment No. 28 by 280-142. With bipartisan support, this successfully strips sections 10205-10207 from the 2026 Farm Bill, removing a liability shield for companies producing herbicides like glyphosate. The version of the Farm Bill which passed also includes Rep. Fossey henchman exposed Senator Ron Johnson RWI, chair of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations PSI, held a hearing entitled, A Masked. How Biden health officials purposely turned a blind eye toward COVID-19 vaccine safety signals. The hearing focused on Biden-era FDA officials who allegedly suppressed COVID-19 vaccine safety signals. Thomas Massey's RKY Prime Act pilot, which expands exemptions for custom-slaughtered meat to allow interstate sales of local beef, pork, and lamb to consumers, restaurants, and stores. In early 2021, FDA senior medical officer Dr. Anna Sharfman and statistician Dr. William Dumouchel applied an upgraded data mining method RGPS to VAERS reports. This approach corrected a known masking flaw that allowed signals from one vaccine to be drowned out by others. Their analysis uncovered approximately 25 new statistically significant safety signals previously missed, including sudden cardiac death, heart attacks, pulmonary infarction, blood clots, Bell's palsy, dementia, and death/sudden death across Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J shots. Doctor, she said she was told to stop producing reports, with officials calling the work a major distraction that could fuel anti-vaccination rhetoric. Baby formula is safe. The FDA released results from their largest and most rigorous examination of chemical contaminants in infant formula available on the U.S. market. Sharfman shared these findings multiple times with senior CBER officials, including Dr. Peter Marks. The study found baby formula free of heavy metals and safe. Protecting our children's health is non-negotiable. Ohio joins Every Child Initiative. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine joined ACF's A Home for Every Child Initiative, which aims to ensure homes are weighing for kids by improving the ratio of licensed foster homes to children in care through better recruitment, retention, prevention, and permanency efforts. We tested more infant formula than ever before, and the results are clear. Most products meet a high safety standard, but even small exposures matter for newborns, said Secretary Kennedy. We will hold manufacturers accountable and give parents honest, transparent data they can trust, according to Governor DeWine. By joining this initiative, championed by the First Lady of the United States, Ohio is strengthening our commitment to ensure that kids are not waiting on families, but that families are ready and waiting for them. Justice Department charges Dr. David Morns for falsifying records during COVID. Former NIAID employee David M. Morns was charged with conspiracy against the United States, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations, concealment, removal, or mutilation of records, and aiding and abetting, according to a DOJ statement. Morns worked for NIAID between 2006 and 2022, according to Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, as alleged in the indictment. Dr. Morns and his co-conspirators deliberately concealed information and falsified records in an effort to suppress alternative theories regarding the origins of COVID-19. Government officials have a solemn duty to provide honest, well-grounded facts and advice in service of the public interest, not to advance their own personal or ideological agendas. The power of protest, people vs. poison rally galvanizes opposition. Hundreds gathered outside of the U.S. Supreme Court to rally against Bayer Monsanto's appeal in Monsanto v. Durnell. The maker of Roundup seeks to strip the American public of their right to a jury trial in state courts following injuries allegedly related to exposure to the toxic chemicals in the notorious weed killer. Demonstrators encouraged justices to uphold the principles of states' rights, and the constitutional right to a jury trial following injury by a product that failed to sufficiently warn of possible side effects. Aldi US goes MAHA. Aldi US, the grocery store chain, is going MAHA. Secretary Kennedy announced that the company is eliminating 44 additional ingredients from its private label products, including select artificial preservatives, colors, flavors, and sweeteners, expanding its restricted ingredient list from 13 to 57. Other companies should follow their lead. Steak and Shake appoints Chief MAHA Officer. Steak and Shake appointed Michael Bose its Chief MAHA Officer. Bose is well known as one of the authors of the 2025-2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Will other companies follow suit?